Welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. I am waiting to go shower, but while I wait to go shower, oh no, my earring bag fell. Can I find it? Hold on. Can I find it? I heard it. Where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go? I heard it. I found it. It's like, it's one of those ones where you can really count on it to hold your earring and not loosen. Treasure those, okay? As a woman, if you know, you know. But anywho, welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls, but y'all know that by now, right? Right. Today I want to talk about decision-making skills for teenagers because I don't want to have to parent and teach you forever. But I want to help you build these skills. So in my absence, you know what to do. You know what I would want you to do. You know what's good for you to do. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all about what? Better parenting. Okay. For better adults. Eventually, your teens will have to deal with other adults and you're not around. Having a sense of responsibility. Having a sense of what behavior you need to carry within yourself as a teenager, and them feeling encouraged to think for themselves goes a long way. It takes the stress off of you and the dad, okay? So, learning how to weigh short-term and long-term consequences is what's going to help your teenager. Respecting authority in life is a skill. We can't always be there to tell them what to say, or how to act. Acting out emotionally can decide your future quickly. Let me say that one more time. Acting out emotionally can decide your future quickly. There's a lot of adults that don't learn this. There's a lot of adults that still have something to say about why they got the consequence that they currently have because they don't want to understand that they had a choice at a certain point. But they made the wrong one. And this is why decision making is so important. Teens have to be challenged to be motivated and appreciated for their efforts. And this idea of being an adult while you should be exploring and figuring out who you are and what you like and messing up is an issue because so many people want to be adults earlier as teenagers than you need to be. Take great pride in not having the answer. Take great pride in not doing life correctly as a teenager. Because when you're in your 20s, it's hard to mess up. When you're 25 plus years old, you are an adult, okay? So enjoy being a teenager and not having utilities, not having car payments, not having taxes to do. But know that having a consistent schedule dictated by adults is priority as an adult. And it is so annoying to be responsible for everything. Right now, in my 30s, I'm very annoyed by the fact that I know I'm going to make the responsible decision every time. I want to make the irresponsible decision.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every day, as a mother of two, but I know they depend on me and I can't do that. So teenagers, I feel, should focus on what they want to do after high school. Think about it, plan it out, see your options, talk to people who are plumbers, talk to people who own their own business, talk to people who work in salons, talk to people who are entrepreneurs, talk to people who own property, talk to people who are nurses, and listen to the cons as much as the pros. Because sometimes as teenagers, you might ask all the good questions, but you don't ask what are the cons of this job? What are the cons of the choices that you have made? And when you are a teenager, that's part of critically thinking, right? So life skills, math skills are very important for critically thinking about things. What you get paid is not what you take home. Your gross will show a bigger number than your net. Okay, the net is what you keep because you're catching the net. The gross is before taxes, all right? And a lot of people think before taxes and they don't think net, because your net is what goes in your hand. Your gross is what the government sees, and the government like, yo, you got this much, or you're going to make this much. Not after them taxes. Not after them taxes, okay? So I think teenagers should help themselves by learning life skills. And the life skills is going to help teenagers critically think once they leave your house as adults would be budgeting, effective ways of communication, learning how to cook the basics so you save money, how to manage money, how to manage your time better, how to do taxes, why we have to do taxes, balancing accounts, not just spending because you saw a number on Friday and now it's Sunday night and you think that number's the same. It's not. There are things pending in that account. So in your mind, and sometimes on paper, until you can do that mental math correctly, you're going to have to round up. Okay? If you spend $75, let's just in your head be like, I just spent $80 today. You know what I'm saying? Help yourself by rounding up. Do not go percentage decimal by decimal of what you spent, because your math is going to be off. Okay? And to me, when it comes to spending, it's better to believe you overspent than to believe you underspent. Part of critical thinking as an adult. Okay? How to properly think critically is a life skill. How to research your points that you're going to make. How to find. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loudmouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. And proper facts. What are places where you find proper facts? How to cite your facts, because a lot of these teenagers think AI is going to get them through school. That's a quick check to see if you use AI, okay? How to identify problems, how to resolve your issues, and how to support your thoughts when you make your statements, all right? Because life is always going to put you in a situation where, okay, explain yourself. Okay, explain why you did this. Okay, let me understand why you said this. Let me understand why you think this is the answer. And a lot of teenagers in writing hate to explain themselves, but that's all about critical thinking. When you go to a job and you make a decision that affects that company, they're going to want to know why you made the decision that you made with that account, why you said this to this person for this case, this situation. Why are your thoughts your thoughts? And you it can't just be because I think so. Right. And so I think as parents, if we start to challenge our kids to critically think as teenagers, it'll be easier for them when they leave your house. It'll be easier for them at work. It'll be easier for them with authority. It will be easy for them in a store when somebody had gave them the wrong change of what they spent. It will be easy for them to understand banking. It would be easy for them to understand investments. Right. So we can't just think at 18, they're going to know everything they need to know if you weren't teaching them, if you weren't showing them, if you weren't giving them examples. So parenting, critical thinking, help them, please. Thank you very much. I hope this episode helped somebody. If you've been doing some of the things I talk about, thank you. I appreciate you. Their teachers appreciate you. The authority that has to deal with your children appreciates you. But there's a lot of parents who are not, right? And there is a dumbing down of this nation, unfortunately. So I hope your kids are not a part of that. I appreciate the parents that do show up. I appreciate the grandparents. I appreciate the mentors. I appreciate the teachers that do it for the love of it, not just for the money, because we all know the money is not that great. Okay? But I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to Closing Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. Till next time, I promise you I have another one. I have another one. There's so many ideas in this big brain of mine. Woo! Yeah.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.